Blog Talk Radio.
Never violate the codes of the streets, and I would never make a promise that I know I couldn't keep, and I would never testify, cop out for a plea, or surrender information on my boys to the police, and you could never catch me on the block without a strap, and I would never pull it out unless I'm about to black, and I could never forget my homies dying for their scratch, but ever pouring out liquor for them, God to the back, and I
would. Very glad to join you. Share your friends in the building, man. Appreciate you coming out to fuck with us. In the building. I see y'all out there, man. I just want y'all to know one motherfucking thing. I would never, ever violate the codes of the streets, and I would never make a promise that I know I couldn't.
Heads up, eyes open to fifth clip. Say, let me get some of this here shit. This could be the chairman checking in. Now, when I say cold to the seas, we talking about the path to clubs. That's not the party clubs, that is. I would never violate the cold of the seas. Would never speak nor serve the interests of our enemies. And if I say that I'm with you, we'll come get you. You best believe that, like bad luggage, we'll never leave. Now, of course, I can never say that I'm never going to go broke. Because sad to say that we ain't never had this shit roll. Well, I can never say how it's gonna go. One thing for sure, two things for certain. There's no to shut up motherfuckers like us. They gonna have to kill us. Close up in the casket. Read a quick verse and close the motherfucking curtains.
Never be sad, I would, I like a hoe. Never been punk, I'll never let it slide. Never let it go. Never ever, never ever ever. No, get on my level hoe. Or go get a shovel hoe. It's never in question for my manhood, I get down. I never switch, never snitch, never sit down. I never hesitate to squeeze a nigga six rounds. I never squat to take a piss, who's the bitch now?
I would never put profit over politics, principle, nor our people. I would never sell my soul. Never put bullshit in the business and never place good up on the evil. You see, why I'm determined to die before being dishonored. Committed to being captured and killed before being capitulated. And now we'll be persistent in pushing this shit to the motherfucking living. And if need be, pull the motherfucking trigger with a pistol without no hesitation. I will pass the cover to my last breath, to my last goddamn roar. And we'll never forget what them pigs did at 4:35 a.m. in 1969 in Chicago on December the 4th. Never.
Never ran, never will, I ain't never scared. It's in my bloodline, the realest nigga ever bred. And that's some of the realest shit that I just ever said. And I can die, but through my lyrics, I ain't never dead. I never disrespect my mama, never disrespect her mama neither. I never turn my back on Jesus. I never get caught off in the system, I believe her. Man that follows man ain't a man, and I'm a leader.
I will never cross my comrades and never forsake our fight for freedom. And if you listen to my second verse, let me say it again just in case y'all want to listen. I will never put profit over politics, press with nor our people. I will never disrespect the legacy of Minister UEP. Never betray the Black Panther Party. And never bow down and lay down a legacy at the feet of our enemies. Never. I am a Panther cub by birth and by battle. This is my bloodline and my prison time. And when it be, now wherever the enemy, if they try to hijack this legacy, wherever it be, not on our watch. But we'll never have it. Never.
Never gonna turn cold, my nigga. I can never trade. I never cross my homies out. That ain't how I'm made. And I never had not one regret on how I was raised. I'm from the ghetto where I slung and rapped it every day. Never knew no other way. This thing gon' never change. Never gon' bite my tongue. Fuck what a nigga say. 100 with myself. I swear to God I'd stay the same. And when I finally got my paper, I was on my game. Never talk a nigga down. Do your thing, dawg. Never hate a dude for trying. That's insane, dawg. Get your motherfucking money. That's the thing, dawg. Too many homies die young. Feel my pain, y'all.
October 23rd, 24th, 2016. All roads lead to Oakland, California. Lonely legacy of Black Panther Party. Protected, respected, and never, never neglected. Never. Y'all ever wonder why we different from the motherfuckers? That these fraud-ass philanthropists and counterfeit-ass charities have no problem coming out and support us? Yeah, you wonder. if nothing else but in your subconscious. In the back of your mind, y'all even wonder sometimes why the media can't speak on us, and why these softball ass motherfuckers with big bankrolls can't fund us. Chairman Fred said we gon' say it again. Dad'll struggle, your dad'll win. Shit, failure's not option. We can't afford to lose. If freedom be outlawed, fuck it, we'll be free outlaws. Let the record reflect that they distinguish us from the domesticated cats. With claws and our paws, and these are Cub shoes. These is Cub shoes. We do more before 10 a.m. than any state selected officials or Marines or any opportunists as the forest naive ass niggas can or have did in 10 month time period. Dig. These pigs are the Black Panthers is the problem. In fact, Jack, well, a lot of y'all don't know that was why Jack Hoover and the rest of the pig power structure came at it with everything, including COINTELPRO. And if by chance you think that this shit still ain't happening, I'm either spitting this shit too fast or y'all listen too motherfucking slow. We can't afford to lose. If freedom be outlawed, fuck it, we'll be free outlaws. And let the record reflect that they distinguish us from the domesticated cats. With claws and our paws, and these are Cub shoes. Because you best believe when it comes down to the Black Panther Party Cubs, yes, us. The agency still documenting and listening while we still representing resistance. At the end of the day, they still be saying, shit, them niggas still struggling for self-determination, and we still got a motherfucking problem. They done dropped drones on us, created counterfeit-ass organizations, even tried to clone us. Ain't a gunned us down, locked us down, and even sent some motherfuckers in the bedroom trying to lay us down. We can't afford to lose. If freedom be outlawed, fuck it, we'll be free outlaws. Let the record reflect that they distinguish us from the domesticated cats. With claws and our paws, and these are Cub shoes. Now, we've been subjected to more snitches in the Nicky Barnes documentary, and been buried in more ditches than a motherfucking mass cemetery. We done seen motherfuckers make money off our name, pull up our quotes, misappropriate our logos, suddenly be black when it's beneficial, play Panther when it's profitable, then come and claim Cub when it's comfortable. We can't afford to lose. If freedom be outlawed, fuck it, we'll be free outlaws. Let the record reflect that they distinguish us from the domesticated cats. With claws and our paws, and these are Cub shoes. Now, before I close y'all eyes. Now, on second thought, motherfuckers must sleep too long. Open your eyes and imagine a bunch of black cats armed with them Panther politics. Yeah, we the Cubs. We the Cubs of them, the ones that enforce the political exile and post on the wanted list. We don't just prowl, we get down. And when we got them, we just on war. We represent the results of what them teams did in Chicago in 455 and 1959 on December the 4th. We can't afford to lose. If freedom be outlawed, fuck it, we'll be free outlaws. Let the record reflect that they distinguish us from the domesticated cats. With claws and our paws, and these are Cub shoes. These are Cub shoes. Y'all ever wonder why we different from the motherfuckers? That these fraud ass philanthropists, these counterfeit ass charities have no problem coming out and support us? Yeah, you wonder. If nothing else but in your subconscious, in the back of your mind, y'all even wonder sometimes why the media can't speak on us, and why these softball ass motherfuckers with big bankrolls can't fund us. Chairman Fred said we gon' say it again. Dad'll struggle, your dad'll win. Shit, failure's not option. We can't afford to lose. If freedom be outlawed, fuck it, we'll be free outlaws. Let the record reflect that they distinguish us from the domesticated cats. With claws and our paws, and these are Cub shoes. These is Cub shoes. We do more before 10 a.m. than any state selected officials or Marines or any opportunists as the forest naive ass niggas can or have did in 10 month time period. Dig. These pigs are the Black Panthers is the problem. In fact, Jack, well, a lot of y'all don't know that was why Jack Hoover and the rest of the pig power structure came at it with everything, including COINTELPRO. And if by chance you think that this shit still ain't happening, I'm either spitting this shit too fast or y'all listen too motherfucking slow. We can't afford to lose. If freedom be outlawed, fuck it, we'll be free outlaws. Let the record reflect that they distinguish us from the domesticated cats. With claws and our paws, and these are Cub shoes. Because you best believe when it comes down to the Black Panther Party Cubs. Yes, us. of the agency still documenting and listening while we still representing resistance. At the end of the day, they still be saying, shit, them niggas still struggling for self-determination, and we still got a motherfucking problem. They done dropped drones on us, created counterfeit-ass organizations, and even tried to clone us. Ain't a gunned us down, locked us down, and even sent the motherfuckers in the fed room trying to lay us down. We can't afford to lose. If freedom be outlawed, fuck it, we'll be free outlaws. Let the record reflect that they distinguish us from the domesticated cats. There's claws in our paws, and these are cub shoes. Now, we've been subjected to more snitches than the Nicky Barnes documentary, and been buried in more ditches than a motherfucking mass cemetery. We done seen motherfuckers make money off our name, pull off our quotes, misappropriate our logos, suddenly be black when it's beneficial, play Panther when it's profitable, then come and claim cub when it's comfortable. We can't afford to lose. If freedom be outlawed, fuck it, we'll be free outlaws. Let the record reflect that they distinguish us from the domesticated cats. What's claws and our paws, and these are cub shoes. Now before I close, close y'all eyes. Now on second thought, motherfuckers must sleep too long. Open your eyes to match a bunch of black cats armed with them Panther politics. Yeah, we the cubs. We the cubs of them, the ones that enforce the political exile and post on the wanted list. We don't just prowl, we get down. And when goddamn we just on war, we represent the results with them people.
Wolf of the wrong, just hard to do right. Until I get on, you know I'ma grind. Yeah, put a little nigga on ice. Yeah, do you remember them nights? Yeah, nigga, what's up from the start? Man, trapped by the apartment, pumping that pack on the start.
Open up some gates and see my dog. Yeah,
my dog.
I'm still yelling for your mom. I know a couple real ones stranded on their yard. Yeah, they got, you know one day we gon' fall.
Free my dogs, free my dogs, free them all, free them all. Free my dogs, free them dogs, free them dogs, free them dogs. Free them all, free them all, free my dogs, free my dogs. Free them all, free them all.
Hey, I'm yelling free my dogs, it's forever fuck the law. Middle fingers till they call my niggas ready for war. Cause we'll come through like some soldiers, we'll come through like we own it. Yeah, nigga, we own it, what's that,
what's that?
You don't want no bitch. Free my niggas too, it's token. Free my niggas too, lost focus. Real niggas won't focus. Real niggas, they know they
know they know they know.
With the pig to a wolf, with the rat to a wolf, that's a real small snack. Yeah, niggas know that. Once you cross that line, you'll know.
Wish I can open up some gates and free my dog.
My dog.
I'm free, yeah, free no more.
My dog.
I know a couple real ones stranded on their
yard.
Yeah, they fall. You know one day we gon' fall.
Free my dogs, free my dogs, free them all, free them all, free my dogs, free them dogs, free
They was running from the dicks, but they got caught. The place that we involved, we was raised to be some dogs. Bullet holes in the walls, niggas never had a cause. They thought it was because everybody in the gang, and you ain't cool till you catch a body. Living in the hood, remember good times. Smoking on the black, spin good rhymes.
Wish I could open up some gates and free my dogs. Free my dogs. I'm still here to free them all. Free my dogs. I know a couple real ones stranded in New York. Know they gone. You know one day we won't find.
Free them all. Free them all. Free my dogs. Free my dogs. Free them all. Free them all. Free my dogs. Free them dogs. Free them dogs. Free them dogs. Free them all. Free them all. Free my dogs. Free my dogs. Free them all. Free them all. Free them all.
We understand that Mickey White, Dennis Morrell, and Nathaniel Jr. and Huey P. Newton, people like Bobby Seale and people like Bobby Hutton and people like Elvis Cleaver, all these people either dead, either in exile running, or they're either in jail. And a lot of people understanding this, we lose a little faith in the vanguard, not understanding what we're talking about. A lot of people run up to you in a minute and say, why if all these people are being taken, why haven't you shot it out? Why haven't you killed some pigs? Well, what did we say? That if you kill a few, you get a little satisfaction. But you kill some more, and you get some more satisfaction. But when you can kill them all, you get complete satisfaction. That's why we have a move, because we have to organize the people. We have to educate the people. We have to arm the people. And we have to teach them the revolutionary political power. And when the people don't understand all that, won't be killing no few, getting no little satisfaction. Won't be killing no more and getting some more satisfaction. It'll be killing them all and getting complete satisfaction. So what should we do if we're the vanguard? What is it right to do? Is it right for the leadership of the struggle to go faster than the followers of that struggle can go? No. We're not going to be dealing in no commandism, nor will we be dealing in tailism. We say that just as fast as the people can possibly go, that's just as fast as we can take it. And while we take it, we're going to be down there amidst the people in the valley. So that in the valley, we know that we can learn and understand their lifestyle. We understand the people out here and all this bougie bullshit out here. You can make a city yourself on the mountaintop. You may not consider yourself on the mountaintop. I may even someday consider myself on the mountaintop. May have had already. But I know that even though in the valley, there are people like Dennis, and there are people like Nate, and there are people like Mickey White, and people like Huey P. Newton, and people like Bobby Seale, and even in the valley, the lower valley, and people like Bobby Hutton, people like Elvis Cleaver. We know that these are dangerous times. We know that when you go down to the valley, you've got to make a commitment. A lot of us think the revolution is bullshit, but it's not. A lot of us think that when you get involved in a revolution, you can talk your way out of things, but that's not true. If you think I'm lying, ask Bobby Hutton. Ask Elvis Cleaver, Huey P. Newton, and Mickey White, and Dennis and Nate. Ask these people, it's not a game. And if you're going to involve yourself in the revolutionary struggle, then you've got to be serious. You've got to know what you're doing. You've got to already have practiced some type of theory. That's why we ask the people to follow the leadership of the Vanguard Party. Because we're always theorizing. We're always practicing. We're always making mistakes. But we're always convicted, and we're always getting better, and we're always leading, and we're always saying every day that no matter what anybody else says, that I am a revolutionary. And you've got to be able to come to grips with that fact, that some of you are not revolutionaries. That the difference between the people and the vanguard is very important. You've got to understand that as soon as you follow the vanguard, you've got to understand that you're the people, and the people follow the vanguard. And you've got to understand that the Black Panther Party is the vanguard. And if you're going to be about being the people, you're going to be about understanding that the Vanguard leads the people in the social revolution. After the social revolution, the Vanguard Party threw out its educational program, and that educational program is so overwhelming that it has educated the people to the point where they can run things themselves. That's what you call educating the people, arming the people, organizing the people, and putting them in revolutionary political power. That means people's power. That means the people's revolution. And if you're not about being involved in the people's revolution, then you've got to do something. If you want it, you've got to support a people's revolution. And I claim today that no matter what this thing says, and I think Pierre will admit it, that even if all those criticisms were valid, and they could print 8 articles like that, in 8 magazines, they could print 80 or 800 or 8 million, that they can print all the articles they want to, but I know a study that they couldn't print 1 article on. if you ask them to write down a list of all the other groups in this country that could be considered a further stage of advancement, and a further stage of advancement, as a Vanguard Party, their list would not even entail one name. Because no matter what anybody says, no matter what anybody does, they haven't did it yet. The Vanguard Party, the Black Panther Party, is the furthest developed Vanguard Party in the world today for oppressed people, and that's the truth. You can say some things are wrong about it, but I'm telling you, it's the best deal. You might be able to put some on paper, goddammit, that flies faster than a plane. But I say, until it is proven, until you put that money in practice, you be a fool trying to fly on paper. You better get on the goddamn plane, because it's already been proven. And I'm saying that you better get on the Black Panther Party. If you can't get on, goddammit, you better get behind. If you can't get behind, goddammit, you better get behind somebody else behind, so you at least be able to follow indirectly. We're not asking you to go out and ask no pig to leave us alone. As long as the pig with us, as long as people write out of us, we know we're doing something. Because a lot of people, a lot of groups walk around, you couldn't write article about it. I know some revolutionary groups of these niggas running around, some of these same PLM, talking about them and talking bullshit about them, they couldn't even find them to criticize. They were so far on the ground, what were they doing? Organizing groundhogs, educating groundhogs, arming groundhogs, and teaching groundhogs revolutionary political power. I say that we're the first group to come above town, goddammit, where the people can follow you and say, motherfucker, I really need you. You can sue me if I make a mistake, motherfucker. It's better than not even being at all, because when I make that mistake, I made it for the people, I correct it for the people.
I change gon' come. Oh, yes, it will. It's been too hard living, but I'm afraid to die. 'Cause I don't know what's up there beyond the sky. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gon' come. Help me, please. But he winds up knocking me back down on my knees. Oh, there have been times that I thought I couldn't last for long, but now I think I'm able. But I know a change gon' come. Oh, yes it will.
2 centuries ago, when the United States was a new nation, conceived in liberty and dedicated to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, the conditions prevail in the nation, and the assumption on which its foundation were built was such that they ensured that the United States would come to its maturity under circumstances, which mean that for a substantial proportion of citizens, life is nothing more than a living bed. Liberty is nothing more than a prison of poverty, and the only happiness we enjoy is laughing to keep from crying. We find evidence for majority freedom and minority oppression in the fact that even while the early settlers were proclaiming their freedom, they were deliberately and systematically depriving Africans of their freedom. These basic contradictions were further aggravated by acts which implicitly admitted that the majority was wrong, but unwilling to do right. Thus, when the Declaration of Independence was drafted, the Founding Fathers struck all mentions of the slave trade. Thus, when the United States Constitution was drafted, the Founding Fathers considered the slaves as equivalent to 3/5 of a man. Thus, when the slaves were emancipated, the descendants of the Founding Fathers compromised that freedom to gain further territory. These compromises were so basic to the thinking of the forebears that legal attempts to correct the contradiction through constitutional amendments and civil rights laws have produced no change in our conditions, and we are still a people without equal protection and due process of the law. We recognize then that the oppressive acts of the United States government, when contrasted with the testaments of freedom, carries forward a basic contradiction found in all the legal documents upon which this government is based. Generation after generation of the majority group have been born, they have worked, and they have seen the fruits of their labor in the life, liberty, and happiness of their children and grandchildren. Generation after generation of black people in America have been born, they have worked, and they have seen the fruits of their labors in the life, liberty, and happiness of the children and grandchildren of the oppressor. While their own descendants wallow in the mire of poverty and deprivation, holding only to the hope of change in the future. The hope has sustained us for many years and has led us to suffer the administration of a corrupt government. At the dawn of the 20th century, this hope led us to formulate a civil rights.
Well, somebody call Brother Conway and tell her we on too.
Be direct, Brother Ted.
Huh? Live and direct?
Bring on, live and direct, Brother Ted.
Bring on, right on. Somebody also can, give Mother Conway, give her a heads of the week that we on. Another phone up there? Somebody else can call.
Bring on,
yes, sir. Bring on, yep. Sometime before the show, go up, tell the YouTube they come on down, bring, you know what I'm saying, so I'll get them on air to bring the cars.
Bring on, there's
y'all,
the heads of the
week.
Yes, sir.
Okay, right on, right on. Bring on. Y'all, welcome to Freedom Art Radio. Excuse me, welcome to Triple C Saturdays. Welcome to Triple C Saturdays, y'all. We live and direct, y'all. Come on, tune in with us. Come on in with us. We also, welcome, y'all. Let's get it in. Let's get it in, y'all. J.J. Green in the building. Henry Pitts in the building. Welcome. Freedom Art, welcome to Triple C Saturdays, y'all. Welcome, Triple C Saturday. Welcome. Hey, same show, different round. Right on, MJ in the building. Being heard internationally, y'all. Heard being heard internationally. What's happening, my brother? Y'all, we got a few minutes. Y'all tune in. Y'all listen. Y'all call in. 929-477-3785. We live and direct on Triple C Saturdays. Also being heard live and direct over Facebook. First and foremost, you know what I'm saying? This is another weekly program of Black Panther Party Cubs. It's an honor to serve. It's an honor to serve, y'all. We hear y'all come on out tonight for the annual 2018 Eagle Ball. Also, make sure y'all can. Y'all can wear your support. The campaign to save the Hampton House. Y'all hit us up on PayPal, a number of different vehicles. PayPal.com/Save the Hampton House. Chairman Fred Jr. at gmail.com at PayPal.com. Also, GoFundMe.com/Save the Hampton House. And Jed, some blessings right back at you, man. Revolutionary love, revolutionary appreciations, y'all. Real talk. I'll see you at the field marshal in the building. That's what it is, y'all. We're gonna do about 15 minutes over the airways also. We're gonna go in for a while on this Facebook, y'all. We'll keep it going to for like 40 minutes after that. But y'all, meantime, between time, tune in again 929-477-3785. Tag somebody, let them know that we are live and direct. Also, we in the building tonight, y'all. We are in the building. In fact, we say it's bigger than the building, more significant than the structure. We need your assistance, y'all. Come on out, whatever you're gonna say. Come on out. We'll have a party, y'all. It's going to be live and direct at the Hampton House. The People's Ball, that's right, the People's Ball 2018 will be convened at the Hampton House. The first time that we've had a People's Ball here, it should be, one second, y'all. Y'all tune on in. Come on. Come on. Okay, you got you. We good. Okay, y'all, today is our birthday. We are honored. We got the YouTubes in the building, y'all. So, we honor y'all. Come on, the dose, you know what I'm saying? We party tonight. We got the YouTubes in the building right now. We're in Freedom Hall. We are live and direct on Freedom Hall Radio on Triple C Saturday, y'all. YouTubes are in the building. Freedom Hall, what y'all come on in. What's happening? We live on Triple C Saturday, y'all. What we got here?